Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I'm joined by one of my guests today is Shinya Sukomoto. His film is here in competition, Nobby Fires on the Plane. And I've got Kimi Tanaka, who's going to translate for Mr. Sukomoto. Welcome. Konnichiwa, is that right?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Hi. Right.
Hello. How are you?
Very, very good.
Excellent. Very, very good. So we're here to talk about your film. It's here in competition. It's a World War II movie set in the Philippines. At the time of it's based on the Japanese army as well. I wanted to ask you, first of all, what's it like to be here in Venice? What's the Venice experience? And what's it like to have your film selected to be in competition?
Yeah, もうベニスはですね、僕7回ぐらい。
So this is actually the seventh time that I'm here in Venice, and I think I consider Venice as second hometown. So, but actually, this film, having this film, is very special for me, and this is such an old traditional film festival, so this is such a pleasure to be here.
Fantastic. Well, you know, this film is based on Kon Ichikawa directed a film, didn't he, in 1959, but it's actually based, it's an adaptation, isn't it? So what I wanted to ask is, is he able to compare the two films, the 1959 film and his approach to the material, the adapted material?
I do respect Kon Ichikawa director, and I like his film, but actually my film is coming from the original novel, and the novel describes the beautiful nature, and in the middle of it there's a soldier doing meaningless thing. So for me, the contrast between the beautiful nature and the human being doing such a horrible thing, that's for me, and my film is rather coming from the original novel.
Yes, okay. Well, I mean, I've never read the novel, sadly, but from what I understand, your work has been in the past set in the confines of cityscapes, and now that we're in, with Nobby Fires on the Plane, we're in this vast jungle, this huge environment, which really makes you feel this abandonment of the character, who is not just him, of course, but the central character, and everyone else who's affected by trying to get home and being left in the middle of a jungle. What I wanted to ask was, what were the challenges like working in this environment compared to working in a city?
The reason actually I have like different approaches. Like when I was 30, I was interested in more rather city, and then the relationship with the city of human being, and normally when you live in city, we are surrounded by technology, and then we started to lose some reality and living in just of really living life, because virtual reality is just next to us, and then I rather wanted to have a story of human being discovering how to live in the real life. So that was how I was interested before, but as I get older, I'm more interested in nature, and then this film has really wanted to focus on the contrast between the beautiful nature and then the human being. So that's the reason why I did nature.
Yeah, I mean, the soundtrack to the movie is incredible. I mean, you really feel like you're in the jungle. You know, you really feel confined by the space, even though it's really open to a degree, but it's still very, very confined, because you can't see very far, you know, because you're in the middle of a jungle with high trees and so on. But I really liked his use of sound, which was, you know, the bugs and the buzzing and things flying around. Could you ask him, you know, about that? You know, the decision to use like a lot of natural sound, was that part of the claustrophobia for the character?
Actually, in this film, rather than a story, I wanted to have the audience be with the character who is in the middle of the jungle. And then, so for me, actually, as much as the image, the sound is very important.
It's extremely important. It was really, really well done. It brought me into the jungle, if you could just tell him that.
あの、確か見てもその通りで、見ててもジャングルに引き込まれるような感じ。
じゃあよかった。
I wanted to ask you about the financing for the film, because obviously the film is not told from a victim's point of view, it's told from the soldier's point of view, and at some points you really don't feel any empathy for the character of Tamura, and also obviously the other characters that are with him. And so I was just wondering, was it difficult to finance a film like that, that's told from a different point of view? Perhaps producers didn't want to be attached to a project like that with a little bit of controversy?
But actually, the society situation is very getting difficult to make this kind of film. So I actually talked to some producers who are really close to me, but they all said, well, that's not possible. So that's why I ended up doing it by myself. And well, now I have to start distributing this film. And so I just hope that it goes well, even though it still is difficult right now.
I'm sure it is, because obviously the subject is a bit sensitive. But of course, you know, I'm imagining that being selected at such a big festival like Venice will give it the right kind of platform to be distributed elsewhere as well.
そこを期待してるんですけどね。
So do I. There's a lot of, obviously, with war, it's very brutal, it's very harsh, the environment is very harsh. In this film, there's a lot of blood and guts, and it's very, very gory. I mean, I had to close my eyes at times, and it was difficult to watch. I was just wondering why Shinya Tokumoto decided to really bring this quite a lot into the film. I mean, was it, obviously it's a device to make you realize how gory war is, but he clearly wanted to use this as a statement as well, perhaps.
戦争に行くと、もうこれの10倍ぐらいは。
It's just simply that in the real war, it's going to be maybe 10 times, or not even 100 times, 1,000 times more cruel and violent than what I showed in the film. So at least like 10% of it, I thought that I need to show it.
Yeah, you certainly got a reaction from me. I felt quite... Oh, when I came out, I felt really a little bit queasy, you know, a bit nauseous from all the violence.
I can see the audience coming out, and everybody's kind of like really suffering from the outcome and reflection. And yeah, I know what that's about.
So what's next for you then? Where do we go from here? So obviously this film is at the Venice Film Festival. I will presume that it may be going to other festivals and hopefully distribution. But is there any other projects that that he's working on at the moment?
I
have some ideas in my head, but at this point I just have to have this film successful and then be seeing a lot of people, and then I probably can go from there.
Fantastic. I'd like to thank you, Kimi Tanaka, for translating for us today. Excellent job there. And of course, I'd like to thank writer-director Shinya Tokumoto. Arigato.
Arigato gozaimasu. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for joining us on Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.